Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong, DO. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you, Dr. Elaine?
I'm wonderful. As always, we're here to show and tell our listeners that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. We've had hundreds and hundreds of cases on the air every week for 11 years proving that. Last week, we had with us Lynn, who drives from Hemet to CS, who had aches and pains from head to toe. She even had trouble getting in and out of her car. She had emotional problems, stress in her life, a traumatic incident which caused the pain to be even worse. Also problems with her eyesight and her hearing. And within two or three treatments, all of that went away. And actually, after the very first treatment, she felt a complete lift in her spirits. We also had with us Susan, who came because she had a recurrent bronchitis and an upper respiratory infection. And within one treatment with Dr. Tong, she felt much better. And after the second treatment, everything went completely away. She didn't have to take any antibiotics. Her asthma and allergies are much better. When she first came to see us, she also had a very huge fear and anxiety with doing anything. And after the first treatment, she was able to go surfing. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Is there anything else you want to add, Dr. Tong?
How old is Susan now, roughly? She's not like a young kid.
She's 48, I think.
And she's learning how to
surf.
Yeah,
yes,
even with that anxiety, there'll be a cure.
Right,
yeah.
Right. She also had problems with fungus, too, if I remember, and that has also improved a lot. Her toenails growing back slowly without any medication.
Yeah. Everything is circulation containing this healing energy, the Chinese call qi, from your spirit. That's how it works.
And what we do is we connect your spirit back to your body. And we do that using a combination of Eastern and Western medicine based on Chinese medicine and acupuncture. But we use a modality that is much stronger and more effective. It lasts longer and it works much more quickly and more powerful.
And 90% of people feel better the first time.
Yeah. And I also want our listeners to know that we do accept insurance, most PPO insurances and Medicare. So if you want to come, give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Today, we have a very exciting show to share with you. Today, we have an actual MD physician who will be on with us, who trained, or actually, he's a professor at UCLA and trained at very prestigious schools. And even during his training, he felt that what he was learning, there was something wrong. And it's the same as you, Dr. Tong.
Yeah, that's why we branch on something that we don't use drugs.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Tong went into anesthesia and he decided to go into ophthalmology because he felt that that was at least something he could do without having to push medication and kind of make a difference in life. And he actually ended up doing surgery, LASIK surgery and corneal transplants. We also have another guest with us who suffered from 8 years of back and knee pain and ultimately got diagnosed with fibromyalgia, went through years and years of cortisone shots, epidurals. After the cortisone shots and Synvisc, actually, which is something from the rooster, she's telling us, actually, after a while, the knee pain got worse. And nothing was getting her better. And then the stress in her life actually made things worse, too. And so she's going to be sharing her story with us today. So okay. Shall we get to our first guest?
Good. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest today, Dr. Flowers. Welcome, Dr. Flowers.
Hi, Dr. Flowers.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Great. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Thank you so much for joining us today. We're honored to have you. Give us a little background of how you found out about us, what you do, and what brought you to see us.
Basically, I found out about you. I was driving one day, kind of channel surfing on AM radio, and I heard you guys, and I started listening for a little while, and I was just... I was actually amazed by what you guys were saying because you basically were right on point with my sentiment towards the medical community. As you know, I'm actually an MD. I'm a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually an ophthalmologist. My primary specialty is corneal transplantation, cataract surgery, and laser eye surgery. I primarily do LASIK.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Ivy League. I went to Cornell Med and went through the whole Western medical deal. And one of my major concerns was that
you trained at UCLA too, correct?
No, I was a professor there.
A professor
there.
Oh,
at UCLA.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I was professor at UCLA before I moved down to. I left academic medicine in 2002 and moved down to San Diego to do full time private practice. But one of my concerns, even in medical school, was the fact that much of what I saw in medical school was somewhat disappointing. I was really disenchanted with what I saw.
Mm-hmm. Just like
we
are.
How people were being treated. In fact. There was at one point I was really concerned about whether or not I could move forward with it. I chose a surgical subspecialty because I felt that, particularly in ophthalmology, I felt that I was doing something to help a person instead of giving them drugs. I really felt that internal medicine is a joke. I thought that I did.
Dr. Tong felt that way too.
When
I did my cancer rotation at one of the quote-unquote premier cancer institutions, Memorial Sloan Kettering. I was astounded how they were just mixing up different toxic potions and putting it in patients' veins.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And that was supposed to be helpful. That was supposed to be helping them.
And they're famous.
I'm really, in many ways, I just kind of felt that in a lot of ways, being a physician was nothing more than being a glorified drug pusher.
We need more people like you.
Yeah, it takes a lot for
so
you
when
to...
when I heard you guys, I thought I was kind of a lone ranger. I thought, man, I must be... thought maybe there was something wrong with me, and maybe I was just...
I'm in the front.
And then I start, when I listened to you guys, I was like, wow, these guys are talking my same language, and I just felt that... In many ways, I just felt that we were on the wrong track in Western medicine, that we weren't really curing people,
absolutely.
But we were just...
Yes.
Absolutely. And the thing
just,
is... Yeah, Dr. Flowers, there's more doctors that feel that way, too. They just don't want to say it.
Yeah, they don't dare to say it.
Yeah, we have other physicians that come to see us, and they say the same thing. They say the system is sick, you know? What can you do, though? Because the drug companies have such a big influence over...
It's more than sick,
Yeah. Mm. So tell us...
Well, and that's the other thing, that the other thing that I liked about you was that if you think about it, I mean, I spent a good, almost half of my life studying Western medicine, and so... I didn't really know any other avenues to explore other ways to pursue treatments that would were actually curing people. I was like, wow, these guys are on the right track. I'd love to go by and just talk to them and see what they're doing, see if there's something I can learn. Because really, at this point, I'm going through a re-education process.
Good for you.
And so,
So what was your problem?
I had some knee surgery and still have a little pain, so I figured I'd come down. And I just started... getting a little exercise-induced bronchospasms. Not sure why, but as you guys know, I'm pretty active. This morning I went bike riding. I did my 15 to 20 mile bike ride in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So you're very active.
And,
So
I came down and decided to undergo the therapy to see if it works. And and kind of support you guys. And so far, the two treatments I've had, I felt have helped me. Even this morning when I went out for my ride, my bronchial spasms are better. I'm still having a few here and there, but they're not as intense as they were before I started seeing you guys. So I think I certainly have seen some benefits, and my knee certainly feels a lot better too as well.
So the knee pain is gone? You don't have any, or you still have some?
No, it's pretty much. I mean, in other words, I never really had a lot, but every now and then I get a twinge of pain. Obviously, I'm running and I'm biking and swimming and stuff, but it's much better. Yeah, I don't really. It's not as stiff as it was, and it's a lot more mobile. And yeah, I'm not really having much pain.
Can you tell us how much improvement you have on your asthma, the bronchospasm?
I would say that it's probably. I'd say it's definitely. Maybe about, I'd say 50% better.
Sure.
Because I'm still having them, but they're not as intense. I mean, they would get so intense, would have to stop, you know, my exercise and kind of rest, but I haven't needed to do that now. I can pretty much just slow down a little bit and then just go. And once I get warmed up, it goes away and I'm okay.
That's wonderful.
So, eventually, you won't have it at all.
Yeah, it should go away completely.
Completely.
Yeah. Can you check your vision for me? I'm sorry.
Check out who's vision.
I'm seeing patients. So I want to. I got a patient I'm seeing. Yeah.
It'll eventually go away. And the other thing you mentioned before we let you go, we know you're busy, is that you said the exercise-induced asthma happened around the time of stress, right?
Yes.
Right, yeah. It was a stressful event. As you know, I had some issues with my, practice, as we talked about. And,
right.
And, some deals there. Yeah, it happened right around the same time as that.
Right. And for sure,
that's what caused a blockage in your chest, and then you don't have enough circulation to your lung, and that's why it's caused asthma. So you cause exercise-induced asthma or any other diagnosis. It means nothing. You know, where the traffic jam, where the blockage of circulation is what counts.
Right, it makes sense, yeah. That's what it feels like, too.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful, Dr. Flowers. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think you guys are doing good. I'm going to continue with the therapies, and hopefully this will be a great collaboration between us and
let's
move forward.
We look
as
forward
you guys
to
know, as you guys know, and me and Dr. Tong talked about it, you guys are at risk. I mean, I'm surprised they've already tried to shut you down. So
they tried, but they didn't.
Yeah.
No,
we're so grateful and thankful to have supporters like you. I mean, people who are you really in the forefront of Western medicine. You know, completely trained in Western medicine, and
it's
great to see people like you that can support what we do, and we're very grateful for
Professor
that.
Professor,
no question about it. And I just want to learn more, and that we can spread the word, and I'm hoping that, you know, collectively we can come up with ways that we can cure people, because, you know, right now you heard about this epidemic of diabetes. I think it's actually being induced by the medical community.
Absolutely.
We cure diabetes right and left.
Absolutely.
We cure them.
I mean, the diet, and then the more medication they give them, actually, it increases their mortality of heart disease.
Yeah.
Right. I think the medications, other medications they're putting people on are causing it.
Yes.
And then these guys are making up diseases like ADD and ADD and all that stuff.
You're
all
right.
Made up.
Absolutely. Yeah,
they're poisoning kids. It's criminal. I mean,
it is criminal.
I've got to run to some patients.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You guys keep me, and then we'll stay in touch, and I'll be up for my therapy.
Thanks so much for joining
us
today. Yes. Have a great day.
Okay. You too, guys.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you're just joining us, we just spoke with Dr. Flowers a little while ago, who's an ophthalmologist who trained at the Drew University in UCLA and was a professor at UCLA. He heard us on the radio, and light bulb struck in his head that, you know, he felt himself that medicine was going in the wrong direction. And he even felt that in medical school. He came to see us for some knee pain after surgery and exercise-induced asthma. After two treatments, the asthma has decreased by 50%, and he has virtually no pain. Stiffness is much less and more mobility. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. I'd like to welcome our next guest with us, Claire. Welcome, Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You sound good.
Oh, you sound great. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. I feel great. I just want you to know that. I can't thank you enough.
You know, and I wish that we could record you before you had your first treatment.
I think
because
we should do that from now
you
on.
You were a different
patient.
Person.
Yeah.
Give us a little background of what you're suffering from and how you found out about us, what you did before you came to see us, and just give us a little summary.
Okay. I was suffering from an arthritic knee and low back pain with some arthritis and, you know, disc compression. And because of all the limping, the hips were hurting me. And then I was diagnosed in January with fibromyalgia.
Okay.
And my whole body was hurting. And how we come to find you was my boyfriend was setting channels. He loves to listen to talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he happened to hear Dr. Tong talking about fibromyalgia and they treat arthritis. So it caught his ear. And from there, he went home and he did an interview. Not an interview. He went on the website and looked Dr. Tong and Dr. Elaine up and read all about you. Then he came back to me with the information and he looked you up on YouTube.
Oh.
And I looked at different testimonials from people.
Mm-hmm.
And that led us to calling. And you were kind enough, Dr. Elaine, to call us back at 3:30. And we
in
were
the
on
morning?
The phone.
No.
No, not in the morning. And you were kind enough to be on the phone for a good 20 minutes with my boyfriend and I and answer our questions. And from there, that led to my first appointment with you on 4/4/12 of this year.
Mm-hmm. Tell us
where
a little
I
bit.
Had my first treatment.
Now, before you had your treatment, tell us what you went to do before for your problems and how long were you kind of seeking treatment for? Before you came
for
to
five,
see
well, for 5 years on my knee and for the past 3 years on my back.
Oh, my. So 8 years.
Yes.
Total.
And I was having, I started with cortisone injections in the knee, and from there we went to a series of Zinvisc, which I tried.
What's that?
And
Zinvisc, is that where do they?
It's a product that's derived, they say, it's like
from cartilage?
From the roosters.
Oh.
And they inject it into the knee, and it replicates the fluid that your joints have.
Okay.
And it actually did help me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I just got to the point where everything started getting worse, and everything just kind of went downhill, and nothing seemed to be working. I was with a new knee doctor, and he was not wanting to do these injections, and I just kept getting worse.
Mm-hmm. And then what about for your back?
I was seeing another doctor and having epidurals done.
How many epidurals did you have?
Probably three.
Okay.
Probably three
help?
In total.
Did they help at all?
You know, they did help because they attacked the inflammation. But when they wear off, then I'm back to square one again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, and along with this, I'm being given one pill after another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, strong anti-inflammatory, you know, pain pills. And it just got to the point where I was so frustrated with no one was fixing the problem, just giving me more medicine, which was not making me feel good.
Right. And then emotionally, too, at this point.
That's really your problem, your emotions. What's causing all this?
Right.
Exacerbating
yes.
it. Yeah.
Right.
Tell us your stress, what kind of stress you have.
Well, I also have a lot of stress going on because I have a son that has a problem. He has agoraphobia, and he's been in a house for 11 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of financial stress on his end, which puts a lot of burden on me.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of stress there, and then the stress of me not feeling well
made it worse.
Just makes it worse,
right.
And I was getting also depressed. Because when you don't, I mean, I was fighting every day to get myself out of bed to go to work. The past couple of months have just been horrendous. And I'm actually, 3 weeks ago when I woke up on a Saturday morning, felt like I actually wanted to get out of bed.
Wow.
And I actually felt good. I feel like I'm getting back to myself.
Right, that you're more yours. And, you know, you take for granted just being able to get out of bed, right? Because...
Oh. You are so right.
I mean, I would think, you know, because you do it every day, but when you can't, and then all of a sudden you can, then you cherish that so much, right?
Yes, you do, because it becomes an effort.
Right.
You know, and
right.
I'm an independent person. I'm
yes.
a single woman, and I need to work to support myself.
Right.
So, you know, if I don't work, I don't make money.
Right. And
I'm a hairdresser, so, you know, I depend on that salary. So it was really a tough go, making myself get through my day, and each client I did, it was like, oh, I can't wait for the day to end, you know, because you feel so bad.
Yeah, that's terrible to go through that. Yeah.
It is. And then to feel the way I'm feeling now, it's just like even my customers are noticing. I had one of my clients sat down and talked to me, and she has a friend that she knows, and her husband called me last week about his wife, and I gave her the information about Dr. Tong and Dr. Elaine, and I don't know what they're going to do with it, but, you know, because Tilly was so impressed, that's one of my clients, how good I've been looking, and everyone's been noticing the difference in me in the past couple of weeks.
And it's only been 2 weeks, really, because you've only had three treatments, correct?
Yes, my first treatment was on 4/4. That's exactly right, and I just I can't even thank you enough. I'm so glad that I found you guys.
My boyfriend did.
I have to give Rick the credit. It was him that found you.
Tell us a little bit about your first treatment, because it was a little rocky in the beginning. And we like our listeners to know that, because it's not always such a smooth road in the beginning. And so tell us a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my first treatment, and I kind of expected, because I knew what detoxing deep tissue massage I've had.
Yes.
But yes, there was, all the symptoms were pain in different areas. I felt very weak. I felt very chilled.
Mm-hmm.
And that first night was really hard. And that week, I didn't go to work the next day because I felt very weak. But that was a lot of the toxins
coming out.
Coming out, and I knew this.
Right.
And that first week wasn't a fun week, but I knew each day was going to get better because I had confidence in that myself.
Then after the second treatment, how did you feel?
The second treatment that week was much better than the first week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And actually, the pain decreased. I mean, I noticed the pain difference, and that the second treatment, when you worked on that knee, was incredible. The pain, you said to me, I'll make the pain go away, Claire. Don't worry. Today, the pain will be gone. And it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like incredible. Incredible.
And it continues to be better, right, the knee?
Yes, I have continued to get better. As a matter of fact, when I had treatment this week, I didn't even mention my knee because it was feeling so good. I just wanted to leave it alone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's just kind of a thing we'd like our listeners to know. Sometimes after the first treatment, you actually may feel a little worse before you get better, which is very normal.
One of the reasons is if you have too many blockages, so like too many traffic jams, and you get only 50% of them better, when the qi open up and start
moving.
Yeah, moving
it's
and encounter. The other traffic jam, that's for no...
You're going to get soreness.
Yeah, sick, more pain and soreness and so forth. And you are smart to come back.
Yeah.
Because the second treatment turns it around.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I have more traffic jams here. We've got to be working on my neck. Dr. Elaine worked on it this week, and
How
I noticed a difference. And I've had two cervical laminectomies.
Uh-huh.
So I have had long-term problems with my neck, but after the treatment you gave me Wednesday, I've noticed a difference. So
wonderful.
I know that you're going to be working more on that
now. And I also want the listeners to know that I didn't give you a treatment, I only gave you acupuncture because
that's correct.
Oh, yeah,
right.
That's right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But it's feeling better?
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh,
so
good.
Is the lower back.
Wonderful. So good.
Yes.
Good. So the acupuncture works very well too on you.
Yes, it did. I feel that I got a really good results from it. And I know it's not the same as doing the
injection.
The nerve block.
Right. They're much more powerful.
Yes, they're much more powerful.
But because you had the three before, the acupuncture is going to hold much better and work much better.
Yeah,
exactly.
If you start out with just acupuncture alone,
would take longer. It would take much longer.
Mm-hmm.
So now the thing is, now I want to go back to talking about your son. That situation has not changed.
Exactly.
No, it has not changed.
But listen to you.
Yeah, exactly. So the problem is still there. They're causing all the stress, okay? But because your traffic jams are open, you feel much better, and you feel you can handle it.
It's your perception. And we tell that to our patients all the time that come in with depression, anxiety. You know, we can't change your situation. There's no way we can change it.
Actually, we can if your son will come and get the treatment. Not kidding.
We can
fix agoraphobia.
Right. But the thing is... Yes, usually it's the perception and how you look at it, how you deal with it is what changes, and you know, and then you're able to face it and solve the problem actually, you know.
It's all traffic jams. Mm-hmm. You better clear the traffic jams so your customer can go to your to get your hair work on.
They need your services, Claire. Yeah.
So you got to clear your traffic
well,
on your body.
I'm sorry, Dr. Tong. I
say that you
got
to clear your traffic jam on in your body and also around you so that your customer can go to you.
Yes.
You
and, you know, I feel that the treatment also has given me the inner strength to be able to deal with my son in a different way.
Absolutely.
Right.
And not come away feeling guilty
right.
that I'm letting him down.
Exactly.
And I think that has helped because I think when you take care of the soul and you make it feel better, the body,
right.
that it makes a difference in
right.
how you make decisions and view things.
Exactly. And you have
let me
right on the nail on the head.
Yeah, let me expound on that, okay? All we do
okay.
with our treatment is that we put your soul back into your body.
Connect you back together.
Connect your body,
yes.
the body, mm-hmm. mind, and soul. All together.
So that you, like Claire is Claire again, because you weren't Claire before.
Yeah, your body
no.
does not feel like Claire before
mm-hmm.
because it's separated.
Mm-hmm.
And what
mm-hmm.
our treatment does, it put you back. So now you're in charge and you feel like Claire again. You feel like that you can handle the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That is exactly right.
Wonderful.
That's how I'm feeling inside me.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. It's very difficult
yeah.
for people to
understand.
To understand
yeah.
or
until you experience it.
Until you
right.
get the treatment,
right.
yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Claire, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is wonderful, and we look forward to continue working with you.
So you're welcome, and I will be seeing you on Monday for
okay.
my appointment.
Good.
Take care, Claire.
Okay?
Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I love the both of you.
Love
okay.
you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on AM 870, The Answer. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.